It's Wednesday, February 29th, 2012. Here to leap with us is Becca Bacon-Martin. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Becca, of course, is the features editor in Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Wow, how long has it been since we had a February 29th?
Well, 4 years ago. It's every 4 years.
Seems like longer than that.
Now, here's the arcane thing. It's every 4 years except when the year is like 100, like 1900, unless that year is divisible by 1,000. That's why we had one in 2000. But in 2100, should any of us still be around, there will not be a leap day.
This makes my head hurt.
And see, you were laughing at me because it was a dumb question, but I knew Kyle had a longer answer because he always does.
Yeah, because there was some, you may not recall, but there was some confusion over whether there would be a leap year in 2000, because in 1900, 1800, and 1700, there was not a leap day. But there is if the year is a 100-year that's also divisible by 1,000. So in the year 3,000, there will be a leap day.
You also must recall that nobody thought that we would live to see leap year in 2000.
I didn't have confusion then, but I have confusion now.
That's okay. Well,
that's what I excel in that, taking the non-confused and making them more confused.
Becca, I'm confused.
Okay, let's talk about Chicken George. Is that confusing?
Actually, yes.
Okay. This is an Austin, Texas-based DJ.
Okay.
His name is Chicken George, and apparently he's cool, according to Kevin Kinder, our What's Up music writer. He is going to be in town for shows from 10 to 2, that's 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. tonight, at Smoke and Barrel Tavern. Then he's going to join the Sample Platters for a set beginning at 10 o'clock tomorrow at the Lit Lounge. And there will be a guest mix by Chicken George from 8 to 10 tomorrow on KXUA.
Do you know, did this gentleman take his name from the Ben Vereen character in Roots in the Alex Haley novel?
I don't know,
okay,
but we could ask him.
Okay.
And also in the world of music, we want to point out a stop at the Walton Arts Center that is going to be bittersweet at best. Glenn Campbell is coming to town for a performance on April 27th. It is part of a farewell tour because he has Alzheimer's.
Right.
So I expect the tickets will go quickly. They are on sale now at 443-5600, and prices start at $43.
I think they're already somewhat scarce. So,
thanks, Becca. Becca Bacon-Martin is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.